I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 11th. A rollover crash in Quincy last night sent two drivers to the hospital. Police say the two-car crash occurred at the intersection of Southern Artery and Coddington Street at 11 p.m. A car driven by Victor Adedeji of Quincy ran a red light, struck a car operated by Mahmoud Asim from Brighton. One vehicle rolled over. Both operators were taken to South Shore Hospital with unspecified injuries. Adedeji was cited for running the red light and speeding. Both cars were towed from the scene. Crews in Hanover responding early today to a fire that left a barn a total loss. A passerby called 911 reporting the fire on Whiting Street just before 2 a.m., according to Hanover Fire Chief Jason Cavallaro. When police arrived on scene, they found a barn that had been converted to a residence, fully involved with flames. Someone was sleeping inside. Police were able to get them out. Fire crews were able to contain the flames to the barn, leaving the home next to it undamaged. The barn, though, was a total loss. The cause of the fire still under investigation. A Hingham street was closed for several hours early yesterday morning after a car crashed into a pole and caught fire. Officers responding to the area of Hull Street near Lambert's Lane at around 1 a.m. found a car engulfed in flames. Video shows the moments the crews arrived on scene to battle the raging inferno. Authorities say the driver was found outside the car, although it's unclear if they were injured. The cause of that crash remains under investigation. Governor Mara Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will attend a kickoff fundraiser to develop the Adams Presidential Center in Quincy tonight. The event will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch wants to create the new center for Presidents John and John Quincy Adams and their wives on property that the city purchased next to the Adams Academy on Adams Street in Quincy Center. A nonprofit foundation has been formed to oversee the development of the new center, chaired by retired Marine Corps General and Quincy native Joseph Dunford, former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. A kickoff announcement was held last July. Former Congressman Bill Delahunt is also a supporter of the effort. The city's trying to acquire more than 3,000 books from the Boston Public Library that belong to John Adams. A final cost for the new center has not yet been determined. Well, graduates from yet another Massachusetts community college are now eligible to enroll as third-year students in Quincy College's Bachelor of Science in Business Management program. An agreement between Quincy College and Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield outlines how specific courses will transfer from Berkshire Community College to Quincy College, maximizing the transfer of credits while providing a scholarship for qualified students. This latest articulation agreement was finalized after detailed analysis of program requirements and extensive collaboration between Quincy College faculty and staff and their counterparts at Berkshire. It is the sixth such agreement now in place. The others are with Bristol, Holyoke, Massasoit, North Shore, and Roxbury Community Colleges. Berkshire Community College students are eligible for Quincy College scholarships of up to $2,000 to promote access for students throughout Massachusetts. Business management courses can be taken either in person or online. 10th grade students from Quincy and North Quincy High Schools will be giving tours of the Dorothy Quincy Homestead to their peers this week. Those students are part of the elective student docent program in the Quincy Public Schools and have been trained about the history of the Dorothy Quincy Homestead by city historian and representatives from the Colonial Dames of Massachusetts who oversee the homestead. The new program replaces the annual Quincy Schools field trip partnership with the Museum of Fine Arts, which came to an end due to the pandemic. Two Quincy High School teachers decided to create their own program and train students on how to be docents and museum interpreters. Today and Thursday, those students will get the opportunity to conduct tours of the Dorothy Quincy Homestead for their peers. Teachers Aaron Toomey and Dan Reagan said the program empowers the student tour guides by giving them confidence and life skills to use now and in the future. Philip Eng began his day the same way thousands of Bostonians do yesterday, by taking the T to work. There was, however, one key difference between Eng and the average rider. As of yesterday, the recent Boston transplant is officially in charge of the MBTA. Speaking to reporters upon his arrival at Park Street, Eng acknowledged the uphill battle he faces as he takes over the embattled transit agency, which has been seeing pervasive staffing shortages, service cuts, aging infrastructure, and safety challenges in recent years. Eng's first day on the job came exactly 1 year after 39-year-old Robinson Leyland was dragged to death after he became stuck in a Red Line train door, a high-profile incident that partly inspired a sweeping federal safety inspection of the T last year. Addressing the anniversary of Leyland's death, Eng offered his deepest sympathies to the man's family. Eng said the T will be open about its challenges and its strategy for addressing them, signaling his intentions to continue the emphasis on transparency launched by his predecessor, interim general manager Jeff Gonneville. He also addressed a recent Mass Taxpayers Foundation report, which concluded the T will need to hire around 2,800 workers within the next 12 months if it hopes to address service cuts, safety issues, and other ongoing challenges. Eng said he sees himself riding the T every day, and not just to and from work either. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 101. The NASDAQ fell 3. The S&P is up 4. Stocks mostly higher in Europe and Asia. The dollar slipped. The euro rose. Oil at $80 a barrel. And sports. Red Sox lost in Tampa Bay last night, 1-0. They're back at it tonight at 6:40. And the Bruins host the Capitals tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, sunny and mild, a high 75 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 38. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high 70. And then the heat is on. Thursday, sunny, 80. Friday, partly cloudy, 84 degrees. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, wind southwest will increase and gust to 20 knots, creating the threats for potential brush fires today and tomorrow. High tide at 4:12 p.m. Sunrise, 6:09, sets at 7:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 11th.